Researching and completing your ballot can be a complex process during any election, but it's a totally new experience for first-time voters, especially those with language barriers. KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser spoke with Kenya Ramirez, a new voter who helped her whole family cast ballots for the first time this year.
So Kenya, tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
I am a first-generation student. My parents didn't go to middle school. We're from Mexico, and they didn't have the educational opportunity. So for me, it was something that I knew was a must. Education's been highly valued in my family. This was the first time voting for my brother, my parents. We live here in the Reno area, and my dad works in construction. My mom works at a warehouse, and my brother's a student. So voting for us was a very unique process, I would say.
So like you mentioned, this election is the first time anyone in your immediate family is voting. What was your motivation for getting to the polls this year?
For my brother, he just turned 18. This is the first time he was eligible. For my dad, my mom, and myself, this was the first time we were eligible. You have to be a U.S. citizen. That wasn't necessarily our case before. This was our first time to voice our opinion. And for me, to voice my opinion, for those who are not able to voice the opinion. And coming from an immigrant background, I do refer to those that are living in the shadows in our country, that are undocumented, that aren't able to express their own voices in the voting process. So I think we know that that's our civic duty, and we were going to make sure that we took part of it.
And what was the voter registration process like for you and your family?
Once I figured that I could do it through our Washoe County voting and I found the link for registering, it was actually super easy. I think for all of us, it maybe took us a total of 10 minutes. I helped my parents fill out their registration. We all did it on our computer at home, and it was pretty straightforward, which for us was like, oh, thank goodness.
So your family chose to vote by mail. How did you go about figuring out how to fill out the ballot?
My parents always looked up to myself for problem solving. They know English. They can speak it. They can read it. It's just that with English and a legal diction, like the ballot, even reading it as an English speaker, I was so confused. It was something completely new to me. It was just a matter of thoroughly walking through each step, rereading things like 3-4 times. I also sought out some guidance from just other family members or close friends that have voted before. And me and my brother, we did seek out resources through social media, through online platforms that were through the county's videos of things so we could understand it in a way that we could relate back to our parents so we could make an informed decision.
And did you go over the topics on the ballot with your parents in Spanish or English?
Even though the ballots in our state are, in essence, bilingual, there's just always a layer of jargon that sometimes can make it really confusing in whichever language you speak. It was a sharing process, so when I was looking at it, I would show them and kind of explain it to them, but it would always be in Spanish.
So you worked with your brother to find a Dropbox for your mail ballots. What did it feel like when you submitted them?
I love commemorating special moments in my life or those of my family. So I did have to take a picture for us. And it was just this like aha moment for us. Like, we did it.
That was Reno resident Kenya Ramirez talking with KUNR reporter Natalie Van Hooser about her family's experience voting for the first time this election. This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile.